having a rough game with us on that salt business, and
why exactly they were?
Because what they're doing now is they put into Vienna the proposal which we turned down. They made us a formal proposal. And I had Haig called into Brennan and raised hell with him last week, as he probably told you. And the Brennan said, oh, it was all a mistake. But of course, what they may do is they may finally accept our proposal, but deprive you of the credit for it by putting it into Vienna. I mean, they won't deprive it. It's such a cheap little stunt. Of course. Now, this is the message that I'm...
What about the reporting?
Good time.
What about the... when are you supposed to hear, if at all,
this week? I think, Mr. President, my view is...
I'm not going to hear about it.
Well, my view is this, Mr. President, we can't let them diddle us alone. And with both Hanoi, we haven't heard from Hanoi either. Now, for Hanoi, there's a good...
I don't think you are going to hear.
Well, I have there's this problem with Hanoi. Litwan has been in Moscow for the last 3 weeks, and he just left Moscow yesterday. And I think they're so shaken by this Chinese thing that they've had to take another look at it. This also explains why Xuan Tui wasn't available this week, and he was in Moscow too. Well, now, I will hear from them, but not before the end of this week. But my...
You mean they will answer
one way or the other? Well, my instinct would be, Mr. President, that if the Brigand diddles us beyond this week on the salt, we just ought to go public with our proposal. They put their proposal in. And we have a very strong case.
Yeah. It doesn't mean an inherent pickle, you should put up some offer. It might mean something to put up the offer of the, probably the deal we do up this week.
The deadline? No.
This week, we would make that offer, we would reveal it in this week.
No, I would go after you've seen June, in June sometime, by the middle of June. Until they conscious does not know, so it's easy to tell.
No, it has stopped. They haven't taken it up yet anymore.
Oh, no, they have taken it up, but their ambassador to do it has just arrived.
Okay, good. All right, we stop that.
We just tell Rush not to do
stop
it.
Stop that. Stop this. Fine.
And we'll just drag our lead on Berlin. We'll tell Rush he should be slow as hell on Berlin.
We're not going to kept it going.
And then I think, Mr. President, if we know we're going to be in trouble with the Russians, you might consider
the Chinese
anyway, going on television with the facts of the military situation and just put it to our opponent and play very tough and solid. What we mustn't do is yield and solid beyond the point which we've already given them in my channel, because that will just encourage them to withdraw.
What do they offer? They offered Vienna the national command thing.
No, they've done two things in Vienna. They've offered the national command thing, and they've offered the construction freeze after the ABM agreement, which, while we have insisted on
simultaneous
and on safeguard. Now, we could conceivably give on safeguard, but we cannot do it afterwards, because there'll be nothing left for us to negotiate.
Sure. Yeah.
If they're not willing to give us a freeze before an ABM agreement, they sure as hell aren't going to give it to us after an ABM agreement. They've offered to discuss it afterwards. They're trying the Hanoi tactic. And that, Mr. President, I really think would be disastrous to national security. Also, we have told...
You told Smith not to do it anymore, right?
We told him he's coming back for consultation anyway. Nothing can happen.
Well,
now, luckily, the Russians have asked what speaks on the other side, Mr. President, to make put a good face on it. Is that they have asked for a recess on May 28th. And a reassembly on July 1st. Now that would be consistent with phasing it into the summit schedule. And it means they're not going to beat us over the head for 4 weeks. Secondly, you could argue that they've put forward their proposition for their own bureaucratic reasons, that they can turn around 180 degrees without having made some bureaucratic record from which they then retreat. Actually, their proposal is making our bureaucratic position easier on the exchange of letters, if they still come through. If they don't come through by next Monday, then we know they're stonewalling us. Up to now, it's still a normal decision-making time. It does take them about 2 to 3 weeks.
You'll know next Monday. Don't fool her, but don't have any illusions. If they don't come through next Monday, then it's done.
Then it's done.
And I would like to bring it over coldly, but that's it. You've got our answer. From now on, we can play tonight stonewalling in Berlin. That'll bring Brand down.
That'll make it tough for Brand, yeah.
It's too damn bad. It's fine. But it'll be tough for him.
Yeah.
I'll respond to you on that.
That's right.
I thought they were supposed to know this Monday. You rather thought they were.
Beyond this week, they're either having a serious disagreement or they're playing us tough.
Right.
Until next Monday evening, you can give them the benefit of the doubt. After next Monday, you know that there is, that they are maneuvering. I mean, I put it that way.
Well, the rest of it won't get it. I think what's probably Russians will not do anything. We'll let them sweat and die on Berlin. I think with regard to going on,
because one week
trying to get people all mobilized to support national defense, we've got to be sure to have some soundness to see what kind of support we're going to get on that. You see, we can't go out flailing around without having some chance.
Definitely.
We'll do a little bolding on that.
One week, Mr. President, may be caused by this statement that Sino-Soviet disputes. I told
Rocker statement?
Yeah, I told Bob right away that the is my delayed assault then by a couple of weeks. Because that
assay for both China and Russia.
Yes, was a disaster.
The dividend statement.
This Taiwan Straits one, that was also.
We tried to clear it up.
Well, you did it very.
Yeah, I mean, the point is the damage is done. 4 days later, we tried to clear it up.
Because it happened, unfortunately, a day after Dobrynin told me that if we played them off against each other, there'd be a very tough reaction out of Moscow. Mm-hmm. It's hard for them to believe that it's...
Right, you said do it with our instruction.
Exactly. You know, that's awfully hard to convince people of.
Well, he just dropped it. It's an impressive thing. Coming back to this, the Russian thing, the other way we have to do is on Vietnam. That's the game. Let's forget the Russian thing. The game is all that matters here is Vietnam. Well, it seems to me all we've got to play is the combat role, but what about making the offer sooner?
I think it would bring Q down. I think the way
to do this is to fill it. Other you don't think we can sell it to Q?
I think you can sell it to Q, but no one else.
I have to tell him we're going to offer a ceasefire, but we wouldn't do it there.
No, you do it as soon as you, within a week of coming back.
After he goes back, and we do a simultaneously.
Something may come out of this Litwan visit to Moscow, Mr. President. It's 3 weeks. And that they may be getting ready to settle it. I've still a 3 week visit for the leading North Vietnamese in Russia.
Maybe sick.
No. Highly unusual. In fact, 4 weeks he stayed on after the party congress. He's never left and
he's a big man.
Yeah.
He's
the party. He's the number one man.
That's one way. But then, let's understand, the least we have to do is to go to, let's just plan to go to Midway in the 8th.
Yeah, I think that's good.
Right. We got to start planning that now.
I thought about it all that.
Let's get it done. And then,
in fact, there's a lot to be said to get
early before the election.
To do it before, it's good to have it before the election. It's good to have it in a way before the Chinese answer.
Yeah. Coming just 2 years after Vietnamization and making an announcement that the American combat role will end on, what is it, what's he going to say, 1st of December, 1st
yeah.
of January?
End of this troop withdrawal, that 1st of December.
Yeah. Oh, we can make it screen pretty soon.
Oh, yeah. And then if a week later you come up with it.
What are the casualties this week?
32.
Down.
Cut it down.
I thought they'd be lower than that.
32 is pretty low. Once you get below 50, it's really...
Originally bad.
That's carryover.
There's still probably some carryovers.
Yeah.
It's all a company pilot, poor devils. One bit of good news, isn't it?
Yeah.
All right. Then the other part, so that's the Vietnam. In the meantime, we got to keep our goddamn troops in the Senate. You know, for example, if you read the weekend news summary, that all these people are yelling around about what they're going to do on this. The church says to share the responsibility with the Congress, responsibility. You know what they're petrified at?
If you succeed.
Well, they're the goddamn war and blame them and say, we ended it, they started it.
Yeah.
And that's exactly what we're going to do.
Yeah.
I think we can beat them on that issue. I think. But provided we get one step ahead. Now, unfortunately, I was hoping we'd have a salt thing. Let's assume we don't have it. Let's assume we don't have a salt thing. That means I think at the very least, we've got to figure out what we've got. We're going to have a June 8th announcement, and then we've got to come back with another announcement. And a new negotiating offer. And our final negotiating offer, right? And
right.
We make it publicly.
Right.
What date would you put?
September 1st, 72. July, I don't think that makes
sense. That makes a lot of difference, not going to take it.
That's right.
Ceasefire, all the rest. I think it's July 1st. You put it September 1st, it looks like you're doing it just before the election and before the election. See my point?
Right.
I think you've got to move by the... Well, we don't have to negotiate too much on it. We've got to sell Q on it. Just say, let's do it July 1st and see what happens. He knows goddamn well we're not going to created. You know, on a prisoner thing, their attitude's a cold-blooded deal. They're not going to do a damn thing on prisoners. You know why? They know they got us for the balls.
But I know they're going to use the prisoners as soon as we give a deadline. They'll insist that we start military.
You don't want to, you don't think we should consider any more bombing at the present time?
I think we should consider it seriously.
As of now?
Just wait till we get that answer.
And the answer
we will get an answer this week from Hanoi.
You think so? Why didn't we get it this last week?
Well,
they, their way.
Now, they had told us, they up to now, they've not been, they have said right away they almost certainly couldn't do it on May 9th because Chuan Tui would be out of town. And they might have to propose the 16th. Now, I believe, Mr. President, if they do propose the 16th, I should not go on that such short notice. I should then suggest the 23rd.
Only one note. I go the 16th. There's a reason for it. The reason is that...
they'll have made the offer.
Well, we want to get it done. We've got a lot of things we've got to do. And right now, it's a race against time with us. That's what we have to realize. We don't want to do anything that's wrong. But the 16th and 23rd, we can't build a bomb.
It depends when they come back, Mr. President. It's... they didn't come today. I think if they came on Wednesday, for me to come on 3 days' notice to Paris is something to which they'd be very sensitive. But they may not propose to see. Let's see what they propose. If they propose anything.
Great
refusal, maybe.
Governor, but I don't need to give it. They might not even answer at all.
Yeah, but then they're in great shape.
Yeah. Great shape on that particular tactical.
It's right across the mountains, and that he thinks that would be the best place to have the meeting. I had suggested to him to do it in Pakistan, but he strongly counseled against it because of because he thinks if Bhutto gets the tapes.
Let's ask one of them for you. What is the maybe in view of the Russian considers like the Chinese made the public view? I understand what you're saying about that. I give this to Pakistan Ambassador Sevenkin.
I've already told the essence of it to Farland, who's giving it to Yahya. Yes, this is going with the Pakistan.
You already given it.
But we could have, if this comes on, we could have a pub that might put in this idea of a special
MSI. Yeah, I know, I saw that. That was follow the secret meeting. You see what I'm getting at is that the Russians are going to play this kind of game with us. We may have to play the public good. If you only had a man just went over there, goddamn it. I'll try to this tomorrow. That hard thing won't work. But
I think it's the best way to get results because
you can talk Turkey.
I could talk Turkey and we could announce this, if it works at all, say August 1st, and then have an emissary and then have you go.
I wouldn't have the emissary in
this case. No, well, you might have.
We're going to announce me going if I had somebody else to agree on.
Well, if we send a an inconspicuous, if we send a guy like Bruce, he wouldn't take any cream off. Or even Murphy. Just in case the Chinese want some public demonstration.
Well, we got that plans to just look at it. I think I'm inclined to agree with you, say that we have weathered this storm of demonstration and so forth extremely well. Consternation to all the intellectual, all the intelligent critics of our policy that are worried as hell about it, that we didn't cave. I just don't know, Henry, whether how you can be a lot tougher right now. I mean, I don't know what we can do at the moment. We're certainly prepared to lose it.
Well, we can
try to turn on the goddamn Russians.
We've got to turn on the
Russian. Russia, there's no question, and that's why the public servicing the visit to the Chinese is quite apparent. It's worrying the hell out of them. I wouldn't deal with the way that it does.
I think that once, what we absolutely have to the Chinese is a reliable contact and a game plan which they and we follow. And if we can get, once we get that visit set up, we may still get the secret meeting as the other advantage. Of course, you're assuming we won't get the sword. I'm not so sure on that yet. We've got
to wait. We'll see. See you later.